Production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105 and presented, as always, by Optimize You. And boy, do we have a show to get to. We had Sunday night under the lights racing, a little something new, post-Olympics, if you will. And boy, did we get a treat, at least at the very end of the race. What would a NASCAR season be without a little bit of controversy? And Austin Dillon stepped right up and delivered that to us. We've got upset drivers. We've got a first-time race winner, at least this year. We've got a grandpa involved. And we've got the good old-fashioned calls for vengeance. So it's a little bit of everything. And Austin Dillon apologist Sean Whitfield is going to break it all down for us in a little bit. It ought to be a good one. Love it when the drivers are angry. And we've got one more that is now eligible for the playoffs, at least for now, unless NASCAR steps in. So sit back, relax. It ought to be a good one. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. I am Casey. I'm excited to be here. Man, you know what? Just when you think, like, hey, night racing's cool, but, you know, you're in a little bit of an Olympics hangover, Austin Dillon serves us up a little something to talk about on a platter, and that makes me so excited to bring on my guest, ladies and gentlemen, number one in his fan club, even decided to wear, I'm going to go with a medium NASCAR
man, I am golf styling shirt today.
What'd you call that? Come on,
victory blue? Give me credit now.
It is Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
This is an XL here. It's not a medium.
XL?
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's all I ever wear.
Did you feel a little defeated when you had to pick that one out?
No.
You're the kind of guy that scratches out the X in front of all the L's.
Well, it's been since high school, since I was in the large. So I've kind of gotten used to it by now.
You know, us tall guys, we don't get to wear it. Even if we could fit in it, we can't wear larges because you go to wave with someone and you're showing your tummy to everybody.
Yeah. Well, you know, ever since I was in high school, I've been wearing a long and a suit jacket. And I guess you have too. Whenever you're over 6 foot, that tends to be what you have to wear, tall items and as well as larger items. So, but man, we had a lot going on this weekend.
I tell you what, Olympics, congratulations to USA. We tied China with the gold medals, but overall won the medal count.
Did you watch any of the Olympics over the weekend?
Yeah, I watched some the basketball.
That men's basketball is one of the best I have seen in basketball in years.
Women's basketball was really good.
Well, it was, but it wasn't as good as the men.
That was as close as it's ever been, just about. But yeah, so the basketball was really good.
The men's basketball was so good, I went back that night and watched it again.
That's weird. But
well, I had never done that before, but my wife Kim wanted to see it, and I thought, well, you know, I'd enjoy watching again anyway.
Yeah, it was Steph Curry, ridiculous. So that was good. Let's see, what else did I don't think there was any track and field. I watched some of the golf, obviously.
I didn't pay any attention to the golf. That's boring.
And women's. No Americans medaled in the women's, which was strange because we had two really good shots at it.
Yeah.
But no, I thought it was good. Overall, just kind of fun. And, you know, it is kind of fun just being ridiculously, patriotic for a couple weeks. Did you watch the girl from Chattanooga? With the powerlifting thing.
I did not. I was in the middle of a show at that time. However, I did follow it pretty close. And I was trying to remember her name. Do you recall? Michaela? Wasn't Michaela.
The important thing is.
But anyway, she's from Chattanooga and
Chattanooga. And where did she go to high school?
She went to Notre Dame.
Yes. So just another Catholic out there doing righting all the wrongs and doing good things, winning gold. So there you go, Sean.
Well, I first was identifying her on the Move Radio as a girl from UTC, and my buddy Barry Quarter, he corrected me and he said, "Well, no, she is an alumna of Notre Dame because
and know, UTC.
He's one of those good old Catholic guys.
See?
Like you.
Yeah, I tell you what, Barry's he's a good one.
Yeah.
Keep so, him around.
So yeah, I forgot about that. So how was your weekend? Did you do anything fun?
You know what? It was a pretty standard weekend at the Orr House. No birthday parties, believe it or not, to go to.
No golf?
Didn't golf because this weekend coming up is my member guest tournament at the old Winstone. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Man, I hate it. I'm going to miss that.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Golfing. And you know what golfing brings? A drinking. And you know what a drinking brings?
A pissed off
an
wife.
Upset Mrs. Orr. So this week I found it. You know what? I thought you'd have been proud of me. Very veteran move. Let's stay home. Let's get some stuff done. Let's spend some time. Because this coming weekend, I'm really never totally met out of the doghouse from the weekend before, but this way I'll at least maybe have a couch to sleep on.
Is she fully aware of what's coming up this weekend?
She knows what's up.
Okay.
But, I'm playing with a buddy of mine, Brad Gentry. He's going to keep me on the straight and narrow, or at least so he thinks. But the most important thing is my wife and his wife get along really well. And so we've got to go to that little Friday night mixer. And so that'll be fun.
Okay.
That's, you know.
Yeah. But
he's on the approved friend list.
I'm definitely not on that approved friend list.
You haven't made it back yet.
I hate that I'm going to miss the
member guest.
Yeah, I hate I'm going to miss that.
I'd be happy. Go play more than like once every 5 years and we can go play sometime.
You're afraid I would embarrass you?
I'm just afraid like people will go, who brought this guy?
Oh my goodness.
Plus,
I'm sure I know a few people.
It's free soft drinks, Powerade, water, and beer. And you don't drink beer. So
yeah, but I love Powerade and water.
That is no fun at all.
Save enough beer for the rest of the ones that like to get rowdy.
It's true.
By the way, I'm either going to be doing Racing Talk Radio remote from Mexico, or I'm going to have the day off next Monday. Next week is when I'll be away on my second anniversary.
I took Monday off too.
You did?
Yeah.
For what? To recover?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well then I guess we'll both be doing the show remote.
I guess I'll have to call Chuck and trundle in. Anyway, I don't know. I feel like
it's going to be a lot of fun.
My weekend was, I can't tell if it was better or worse than Austin Dillon's. How about you?
I think it was pretty good for Austin Dillon. It just wasn't a good weekend for Joey Logano.
Austin got a win, but I think he's kind of upset just about everybody in the process.
Oh, no question about it. Well, Casey, before we start diving into NASCAR.
Yeah, we have a special guest.
We have a special guest joining us here in the Optimize You studio. And I think he is a semi-NASCAR, or at least after today, we'll have him being a little bit more of a NASCAR fan. And that is none other than Marcus Kilgore, the director of marketing with White Lightning Harley Davidson. Hello, Marcus.
Hey, how are you?
Well, hey, you want to turn his mic on?
Sorry, Marcus. It would help if I turn your mic on. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Nobody wants to hear me.
Yeah, glad to have you.
Appreciate it.
And so, White Lightning Harley Davidson is where are you guys located? For those out there listening that may not know,
The street address is 7720 Lee Highway here in Chattanooga. The simplest answer is Lee Highway dead ends at some point in time, and if you find that dead end,
that's where
just turn around and come back about 300 feet.
Listen, the best way to say it is when you're embracing your inner hippie and going to get some books at McKay's, it's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably a good way to describe it.
We get a lot of those customers.
Absolutely.
Too, so it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Probably not a ton of crossover.
There's a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
I think it's more of the Harley people into the books.
Yeah.
Not so much the book people into the Harleys.
Totally, yeah. Because you're not a big reader.
What's reading?
I know Marcus. We have a mutual friend. We were in a wedding together a couple years ago.
Should y'all do a shout out to that person?
Our buddy Curtis Crawford was getting married to the lovely
Mandy
Crawford. I was the officiant.
Yeah.
Marcus was the best man.
I was just there for trouble.
We both played the drunk guy, which was fun. But yeah, it was a good time.
Do y'all have photographs to prove this?
Yeah, somewhere.
That actually got called out to me the other day because I think they had the whole like a shared folder. So you were taking the photos on your phone and posting them up and everything. And I posted about 100 different photos, but every single one of them is a selfie. So I'm in every single one of these photos. I'm like, with all the background and everything going
but,
on.
But, honestly, what does Curtis expect?
Oh, they said they love it.
Like it's going to...
They said they love
it. Like we were going to do anything different than try to ruin it.
in a funny way possible.
Yeah, 100%.
Marcus, I think NASCAR and Harley Davidson riders go together. Would you agree?
A large part of it.
Yeah. Wouldn't you say a lot of the customers at White Line and Harley Davidson are NASCAR fans, or at least keep up with it?
I would say a large part might be an understatement.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just kind of that crowd that,
yeah,
that give me fuel, give me fire type thing.
Yeah, it just kind of goes together. Now, you have been a NASCAR fan for a long time, but you kind of fell away from the sport a little bit.
Yeah, so I think I got spoiled. I used to watch it a lot on TV, and then I got to go to some races, and then watching it on TV was never the same again.
Yeah.
And it was like one of those things where it's just like, I don't want to watch it if I can't actually watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a, it's the feel and the smell and everything else. It's a completely different world.
Yeah, for sure. No question about that. Well, you guys have got something special coming up on August the 24th. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so August 24th, we have our third annual Dog Days of Sumber event going on. This is actually the way that this whole process of this event works is this event belongs to the Combat Vets Motorcycle Association. Hmm. They are a group of motorcycle riders, and they know how passionate we are about that type of stuff. So this is the third year we've been working with them to do this event, and it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger each year. And this year is going to be the biggest year, obviously, that we've had it. We've got a lot of vendors that are going to be out there. We got a lot of food trucks that are going to be out there. I'm going to have some military vehicles staged just so people can kind of see the military vehicles and stuff. Miller's coming out with their like 2,000 square foot American flag, whatever it is that they have. They're going to put it in our parking lot, hang it out over the interstate. There's going to be no question of the Patriot pride.
And I would assume that a White Lightning Harley Davidson party is not complete without music.
There's going to be two live bands there.
Ooh.
When live bands aren't playing, honestly, there's going to be music going in between and all that stuff. I mean, it's definitely worth it. If you've never been to one of the parties, it's a good time. I always invite people out.
So this association that's you're going to be raising money for, how many riders will be out there? How big an organization are they?
So they are, as far as I know, they're national. They could be worldwide, but they're definitely a national organization. Mm-hmm. Based on American veterans and stuff like that. This one is in particular is partnered with the Combat Vets Motorcycle Association, Tennessee 18-13, what they call themselves, the Nuga Crew. I know Casey's like, how are you remembering all this stuff?
Right? Yeah.
but that's our local group. The Combat Vets, we actually have some membering partners, whatever you want to call it, with our dealership that are also members of that organization and stuff like that. But what they do, they're a 501(c). So they raise money to then donate back to various causes and needs and stuff like that.
And it looks like it benefits veterans in the Chattanooga area, which I think, you know, everybody loves to give, but you really love to give local. And this is, you know what, any chance you get a chance to have a good time and do good, what the heck? Go do them both.
Yeah.
So I see there's an entry fee of $20 per bike. How exactly does that work?
So the entry fee is going to be for the poker run. They're going to do a poker run. That way people that don't want to just sit around, because some people are like, I don't want to sit around for 6-7 hours. I want to go out and ride. So
they're
having the poker run, and that entry fee is going to be for people that actually want to go on the poker run. And the way that it is, like it says, it's $20 a bike. If you have a passenger on there, it's going to be an extra $10. They've got some various locations that you go to, and it's just like playing poker, and best hand wins some money, worst hand wins some money. But
how many bikes and how many miles is a part of that?
I guess it's really going to be how many bikes show up and then how many miles that you want to make that trip. I mean, they have a time that they want you to be back in, but realistically, I mean, if I tell you to go from here to Hamilton Place, the three of us might take three different routes to get there. So,
so all this is happening August 24th. What time does it start?
9 a.m. is what time the party starts. 10 a.m. is what time the poker run starts. And then it all ends at 5 p.m.
If people want to find out more information about this event and all the other stuff you guys are doing over at White Lightning, where would they go?
WhiteLightningHarley.com. Just click on the events link, and that'll tell you every bit of the partying that we've got going on at the shop right now.
Are sidecars still a thing?
They're out there. No, we don't make them, but they are out there.
Would our little buddy Curtis fit in one anymore?
He's
not tall, but he's a little more rotund.
They're kind of wide. He's kind of wide, but they're kind of wide, too.
So he'd fill it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Just wanted to check. He's listening, by the way. So.
Oh, I hope he is.
Yeah. So the party's going to all stop by 5 o'clock. I figured you guys would just be getting warmed up at 5 o'clock.
Sean, the official party stops.
There's always an after club. Were you never invited to after parties?
No, I wasn't.
Not at all. Not at all.
No, I was never invited to those.
He'd show up with his creatine and be like, hey.
I need to think about that. Why was I not invited?
Hey, to be fair, he's been in the door of the Harley shop before.
Several times.
How long ago?
So my dad used to ride Harleys, and that was like my go-to. Oh crap! I don't know what to get him. I would go get him something from Harley. So I've been in there a bunch.
My daughter
used to have a cool little Harley shop.
I know a lot of kids. Well, I call them kids because they're younger than me, but kids. That's how I know them because. Oh, my dad rides a Harley, so they come in on the
regular. They walk in and say, hey, what doesn't my dad have yet? You know, get him this. All right, cool.
Yeah, but Casey, have you been to White Lightning Harley Davidson, not just a Harley store?
Oh, he's calling you out.
I have been to the White Lightning.
Okay.
You know what? And then I somble over and get some books at McKay's.
Because when I went in there for the first time last spring when I got to know Marcus, I hung out in there, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes at least first visit. And as I'm standing in there, I go, I get it now.
That's pretty
I know why people get addicted to this.
Yeah.
And especially the apparel.
But you didn't leave with one, so.
No, I didn't. I have thought about it.
Listen, Sean Whitfield riding a motorcycle down the road. You better check time and temperature.
You never know. A mutual friend of Marcus Rick Hunter.
Yeah.
He didn't start riding until what age, Marcus? When? Late 60s?
Yeah, he was in his 60s.
Well, you know what? Sean, you've got a birthday.
It's never too late.
You've got a birthday coming up, in 2 weeks? Maybe it's time to...
No. I don't do birthdays.
And you're not that far from that same age.
Listen, Mrs. Whitfield would look good on the back of a hog
with you at the front.
We can do it.
Yeah. Going back and forth to the gym.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man. You're stressing me out just thinking about it.
The saddlebags are large enough for the big bottles of protein powder.
Creatine in one.
Now that's an idea.
A little Metamucil in the other. I think you'd be fine.
Yeah, that sounds like a winner to me. All right, it is time for us to take a break. We are presented to you by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. We got a lot more Racing Talk Radio and NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, Marcus Kilgore, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75. you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, presented by Optimize You. Every Monday at 6, Sean Whitfield and myself, we show up and give you all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Today, oh, drama at Richmond Raceway, Cookout 400. Austin Dillon was your winner, but should he be? Rex Joey Logano on the way in, got into somebody else as well. We're going to go over all just what all he did. Plus, you know, we always, Sean always asks, was this dirty or was this a racing deal? I think the consensus right now is this was just dirty driving by Austin Dillon, but we'll get into that later on. He did get the win, and of course later on in the program we'll look forward to the next race, Michigan International Speedway, coming up this weekend for the Firekeepers Casino 400.
It was a downright put somebody out kind of race with Joey Logano and Austin Dillon. There was no question whatsoever about it. However, there is nothing in the NASCAR rule book that tends to prevent it. So it's been interesting today to hear some of the fallout from the media. I had Good Morning America on as an example in my office. It was about a little after 8 o'clock this morning. The national media is even picking up on this story.
Which is unique, because the national media, I mean, it's usually a spectacular crash.
Yeah.
It's when Dell Jr. would do something, maybe that would get picked up on. But listen, nobody outside of NASCAR people know who Austin Dillon is.
Yeah.
And this was just some good old controversy. And in controversy, it was Austin Dillon not only messing with Denny Hamlin, but flat out wrecking Joey Logano in order to get the win. And Sean, it begs the question. I don't think anybody's doubting whether he did it on purpose. I think he's admitted.
Well, and yeah, he even admitted it in the post-race interview.
Absolutely. I did it on purpose. But here's a guy that is barely in the top 30 in points. The only way he can make the playoffs is to get a win. The only way he can get a win the other day was to race dirty and to dump someone in order to get that victory. So, in fact, did he do anything wrong? Is this something any of the other guys would have done in the same situation? I don't know. Opinions seem to be pretty varied.
And that's the analogy that's has been being brought up on social media, in particular with the fact that most drivers would have done that. And even saying that Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano have done it in their past, in their past years. I think it was 2010 when NASCAR made the statement, boys have at it. And we talked about that on the program very heavily back in the day. And ever since then, there's been a lot of this going on, maybe not to this level that we saw yesterday, but we've been seeing a lot of driving that you think, okay, is NASCAR going to need to step in and start policing the sport a little bit more heavily? A lot of people like the drivers think that, well, no, we don't need them to do that. But sometimes I wonder if that's not the direction that we need to head in.
Well, you can't be about driver safety on one hand and be okay with people wrecking one another on the other. There's always been this wink wink nod nod about, oh, that's good hard racing, oh, that's guys doing what they got to that's a competitor doing what it takes to win, or that's a guy wrecking someone, and you just can't have that. Those are the two sides. The interesting thing is, Sean, Austin Dillon, which I think
you know, a lot of people see him as the guy that has a ride because his grandpa owns the car. And a guy that
that's a pretty valid statement.
A guy that has taken the legendary number three and really hasn't probably in any way, shape, or form performed up to the level they were used to seeing that mm-hmm. in. And this is a guy that last year, Sean, he got wrecked at Gateway by Austin Cindric, and even said, "I was wrecked intentionally. He better be suspended next week." So NASCAR has set the precedent. When you do something intentional like that, and it's not good hard racing, you know, suspension is what should happen. We see them take victories away. None of that seems to be being brought up, even though Austin Dillon wrecked Joey Logano to get a win. Point, period, in a sentence. I guess it's just how wrong is that in your perspective is whether or not where you fall on the fence.
I can't think of a time NASCAR's ever pulled the win. However, they did pull a win against Denny Hamlin not too many years ago, but that was under different circumstances than the conduct of way they were driving the race car.
They created a position in the playoffs for Jeff Gordon one year because
that was rightfully deserved.
They do what they want. Yeah, because I think the TV execs said, "Oh, we're not going to have playoffs.
You can't have the playoffs without Jeff Gordon."
But apparently,
that's the way NASCAR feels about it.
We found that out. Yes.
Well, I think that NASCAR may need to relook at things. Will NASCAR take the win away from Austin Dillon? I don't think they will. Could there be some sort of penalty or suspension for one race? Perhaps there could be. That decision most likely will be announced tomorrow. Will that really have any effect on Austin Dillon or hurt his chances in the playoffs or anything? Well, no, it really won't. Because with that win, he's making it into the playoffs. So it's not going to change things. But here's a driver that's been running, you know, 30 and above in the playoff standings. Nobody has given him any credit to see him in victory lane anytime soon. And we all thought that even as bad a season as Kyle Busch is having,
he'd be the one to do it.
Yeah, he would be the one that would end up in victory lane before Austin Dillon would. And there's even been some speculation around the garage area and rumors that this could be Austin's last year, that he was considering, or maybe his grandfather was considering for him to retire and go working full time in the company doing something else, which I don't think would be a bad thing. I think his career is probably towards the end. Would you agree or disagree?
It's not an age thing. It's totally a performance thing. Yeah.
If it's a performance thing, it has been gone.
I was going to say
some time ago.
It hasn't been there, so it's not really forced retirement as it is so much losing your job due to performance. Yeah. They asked Richard Childress if he thinks Austin Dillon might get retaliated against, because a lot of people are saying, and even Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin's like, this is going to come back to bite you.
Oh, he's got it coming.
Like, you have it coming. And Richard Childress said, if you kick a dog, he may bite you, but you may get bit again yourself.
Yeah, so and you know, Richard even
advocated him wrecking him, and even said that Pop was proud of him. I mean, like,
and Richard,
this is so. I feel like this is so over the line. I don't care. Like, I'm excited because it was fun to watch and fun to talk about. But if this isn't the type of thing that gets you suspended or at least some sort of punishment, then what is? Like. Yeah. If I'm a driver now, I got to feel like, oh, I can absolutely take out whoever I want.
Yeah.
Because, buddy, they're not going to do anything.
And what does that show for the drivers up and coming? It's showing them, well, look what the big guys are doing, what the top series is doing. I guess this is how you race.
Tyler Reddick said that he's worried about what this does for young kids watching the sport. My kids thinks this is okay because NASCAR thinks it's okay. He goes, I was teammates with him for a year. I know him well, and I know what I saw. Yeah. So that's a friend of Austin Dillon basically going, can't have that.
Most every team owner believes in the fact you don't take you don't do retaliation with the race car. You do that outside the car. Richard Childress has spoken on that probably as vocal or more vocal than any other team owner. However, Austin Dillon's got it coming to him. And Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano are two guys that I have all the confidence in the world that they will retaliated with him on the racetrack.
Joey Logano, in an interview, said he's a piece of crap. He sucks. He sucked his whole career. So I didn't mix a lot of words with that. And listen, if I'm Joey Logano, I would almost go wreck him just so to look at NASCAR and go, you going to do anything to me now? Because I didn't do anything he didn't do to me.
Yeah.
I think this is a dangerous precedent. NASCAR hands down penalties win.
Well, they've announced that it's most likely going to be tomorrow, releasing what their decision's going to be.
Exactly. So it's usually Tuesdays where they hand it down.
Yeah.
I don't know that they expected the backlash that it seems to be mounting about this whole thing and about the, I guess, just how blatant this is.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they've got to do something. It's a question of now, is this something that affects his position in the chase? Do they take away the fact he's going to be in the chase? Or do they say, have at it, boys? I think it's going to be pretty interesting to see where they come down.
Let me get your opinion on this. Do you think what happened is good for the sport or bad for the sport? Especially for those outside the sport that are looking at NASCAR and seeing how they do things.
It reminds me of, okay, no publicity is bad publicity. Somebody said that one time, you know, and yeah, we do like to be talked about as NASCAR on a weekend that had the, you know, closing ceremonies of the Olympics and lots of other things going on. The fact that NASCAR gets brought up, that's got to be a good thing, right? But for competitive reasons, I think this is something you can't do. This is, you know, this is showing the quarterback that gets his head taken off because it was a hit that made the crowd go woo. Well, it may have made the crowd go woo, but there's a reason that's been outlawed. You can't continue to do that, or it's going to have a negative effect on the sport.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of what this is.
Yeah, and I think people of other sports or people that maybe don't keep up with NASCAR, and they see this in the highlights in the national media, they think, well, listen, that is a blatant wreck there of a guy that took another racer out of the race. How is this sport allowing that? How does he still keep the win?
But
that's not a look that we want. But on the other hand, you could say, well, you know, like I say, any publicity, whether it's good or bad, is good publicity, or bad publicity is good publicity. So you know, it's a double-edged sword. I would like to see NASCAR do something about it once this has passed. Maybe start 2025 with a
you'll kick the can down the road,
a new policy.
But
I don't like NASCAR changing things in the middle of a season, and I know they're known for that. They've always been known for
like adding a playoff position because of a racing deal,
changing the rules, you know, it's or deleting a rule or adding a rule. Most of the time it's adding a rule. I don't like the fact that they do that in the middle of the season.
Well, it's not the middle. This is the end. This is the creamy filling. This is the good part.
Yeah. So, however, they'll make a decision on it tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
How is Saudi Daisy native his wife Whitney dealing with this? That is what the listeners. Really,
I would say,
need
she's
to know.
Pretty happy.
We're going to the
playoff. May even have a fan club of listeners out there that we are reaching in Saudi Daisy that may not agree with anything we're saying.
You know what? I'm going to have to check the NASCAR wives and girlfriends tea and read the tea leaves and find out what's going on.
All right. It is time for us to take a break. But first, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your day. If you've missed any portion of today's episode or you miss any future episodes, you can find us in podcast form. Just go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. You can find us there, and we're right there for your convenience. Also, check out our website at racingtalkradio.com, and we are presented to you by Optimize You. We got more NASCAR to come after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Always creeping up on you. We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, special in-studio guest Marcus Kilgore is the marketing director over at White Lightning Harley-Davidson. Talking about a really cool event coming up. We'll share some more information about that again in a little bit. But today, it's all Dillon all the time. Austin Dillon wrecking Joey Logano to get the win. Well, NASCAR has something to say about it. Everybody in NASCAR already has had something to say about it, breaking down some of what they're saying. But Sean, there was a race. There was an actual race. Austin Dillon did get the win, and for now, he has raced his way into the playoffs. Only three more races before the NASCAR playoffs begin. Michigan, Daytona, and Darlington. You could not have three different races coming up, which could be perhaps someone's chance to wreck their way into the playoffs as well. NASCAR may be really telling the boys to have at it. We'll see coming up, but this Sunday, Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan.
Well, we talked about this a week or so ago during the Olympic break. Did we think that there would be another first-time winner?
Yeah. Did anyone have Austin Dillon on their bingo card? Because I didn't.
No, I don't think they did.
Listen, I'm a gambling man, but I didn't throw any money behind the number
three. We had a lot of names on the bingo card that could possibly be first time winners, like a Chase Briscoe or a
I never had that.
A Daniel Hemric or a Noah Gregson, Martin Truex Jr., Ty Gibbs.
Truex Jr. obviously should make his way in there. He hasn't yet.
Yeah.
Who
Who's the other one I'm thinking that I'm really shocked still hasn't gotten the win? Chastain. Goodness gracious, buddy.
Yeah.
What a year to forget so far. But he's in. See, this is something Ross Chastain would do. Mm-hmm. This is. And he's really good at angering the masses while also at the same time getting everyone to cheer for him. Austin Dillon, I think people are like, what?
You know, Ross Chastain is kind of taking the entertainment value out of NASCAR. He was all about bringing that entertainment value last year. And then he had to have a phone call from Rick Hendrick. And it's almost like he hadn't been the same.
Well, here's the thing.
He's like, calm down.
You want to be entertaining. You want to be relevant. Race well. Win races, and guess what? What you say, a lot more people hear.
And when he was driving the way he was winning races.
You know, Marcus.
And here he is winless.
Marcus, during the break, you and I were all just sitting around talking, and you seem to think NASCAR was more of a gentleman's sport, and you feel like maybe they're losing some of that. But I will also say, let's face it, you used to see him go out behind the hauler, too.
This
seems to be, let's handle it in the car instead of off the track, which is used to be the way.
But I think that's the gentleman way.
Oh,
I mean,
fisticuffs.
That's what I said. I kind of said to Sean, I said, you know, if they want to be that way, then, you know, let's make it more like hockey. You know, race is over. Let's go to the infield and start throwing fists at each other. You know, rubbins racing's always been a thing, and they're always bumping these guys around. But an intentional wreck out, I mean.
Yeah, there's difference.
That's just a baby move.
Yeah, you just don't do that. Versus taking a guy out.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone can remember, was it Clint Bowyer just running to get Jeff Gordon in the garage area, and the cameras and the people, like, that was a high drama, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Phoenix. You remember where, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, it's the after race stuff, but you don't just intentionally run your way through. However, and this hit me today, Sean, you know, every sport has their cheating scandals or whatever else. And everybody remembers baseball and the steroid era. And you've all of a sudden got these guys, you know, it seems like everybody that's doing anything is on steroids. And when you get caught, it's a, you know, you get your hand slapped or you miss half a season. But when the other side of that is a guaranteed $50 to $100 million contract, if you're really good at baseball, all of a sudden you've made the risk worth the reward, or the reward versus the risk, rather. So if you're or Austin Dillon, and how many times do we talk about it? If you ain't in the playoffs, what is the point of being out there, right? You will not get talked about, even if you win the race. You get the quick
and,
little
and it
blurb.
Can cost you your job and even
can
your
cost
sponsors.
You your job. It can cost your grandpa sponsorship money. I mean, there is
bonuses
some pressure on this guy, two kids now. I mean, all of a sudden, have we made the reward so great that, hey, I may make Joey Logano mad. You know, I don't think that's something a lot of people have done. I may make Denny Hamlin say something mean about me on my podcast. I can take it, but I've got to get that win.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's what NASCAR wants. They want wins to matter, but there does have to be a line of, hey, man, you can't do that.
Yeah. And then you've got to compare to the fact, is it worth the consequence of the payback? Well, I've made it into the playoffs. Okay, I'll take my risk on the payback that I'm going to get from Joey and possibly Denny.
Because at least I made it.
Yeah. One thing we haven't talked about is NASCAR is going to also go back and listen to the radio feed. I don't know if it was a spotter or the crew chief, but one of them made the comment on the final lap right in the heat of the moment, telling Austin to wreck him.
Do it. Pop is proud.
Yeah, so that right there is something that could for sure be considered in NASCAR's decision. Also, another thing we hadn't discussed is the fact that Joey Logano goes over to Austin Dillon's pit box after the race was over there on pit road and does a burnout to show his displeasure and happiness with the team. Well, after the race, there's pedestrians all over.
Not supposed to do that.
Pit road. And you're not supposed to be doing anything like that. So I believe we're also going to see a possible hefty fine and a penalty coming towards Joey Logano tomorrow as well for his conduct after the race.
Yeah,
so it's
could
very
be several
true. People get reprimanded.
Is this what happens when you keep the guys caged up for 2 weeks and don't let them race?
Well,
is this something we should start doing more often?
Well, and that's the thing about it. Unfortunately, I think the flip side about it, if we don't see NASCAR do anything about this, it's unfortunately going to just do nothing but raise ratings because everybody's going to start watching it, waiting for the fight.
I mean,
always going to wreck them out. What's it going to happen? What turn?
How many times do we talk that people, if you don't follow NASCAR, they go, oh, I only watch it for the wrecks. Well, I mean, I only watch it for the wrecks that end up. Yes, people would probably pay more attention. Yeah. I don't know. I think this is very. This is kind of one of those slippery slope. I bet. Is Mike Helton still in charge?
He's not the president. Steve Phelps is Steve the Phelps. President.
This was not.
But Mike Helton is vice chairman or something.
Steve Phelps has had more than one cocktail tonight and is not excited about what he's going to have to do next, which is going to have to come down with a stiff enough penalty to say, hey, nobody do this again, but not so stiff that it takes, I would think, Austin Dillon and RCR out of the playoff. I don't know. I mean, to me, you almost have to. But we'll
I think
see.
They're going
to
keep their win, and I think they'll be in the playoffs. I don't think NASCAR is going to go that far. I think if the president's has already been set for a while now, and I think they're going to have to look at it, okay, we're going to have to give everybody warning, and then with that warning, we're going to have to make some changes.
Well, you know,
or some adjustments.
You know what I found odd in reading all this and just checking social media and all the things people have said? There's not a ton of people rushing to Austin Dillon's rescue. You know, let's say I'm trying. Who's the most well-liked guy in the group? Michael McDowell does this, right? I think you'd get you people go, man, he's competitive. Probably lost his head a little bit, but I can understand he was just going for the win. I mean, there hasn't been this onslaught of what a good dude, he made a mistake. This seems to be like trash driver, trash decision.
Well, but you got to remember, too, Austin Dillon has been labeled as the silver spoon driver for years.
Hadn't done a lot to prove him otherwise.
It's not any fault of his own. I mean, who wouldn't take on that opportunity if your grandfather owned a NASCAR Cup Series team and you were given the opportunity to drive it? Who would pass that up?
And honestly, you can't blame him for not like winning races all the time, because who is at RCR?
Yeah.
But you can get a reputation based on how you drive, and so far it doesn't seem to be overwhelming everybody in old Austin's camp.
Yeah. Hey, let's get into the results of the rest of the Cookout 400.
Because were there other people in this race?
It was a very good race, despite we've been so focused on the final lap. As we've been talking about, Austin Dillon got the win, his fifth victory in 395 NASCAR Cup Series races, his first victory of 2024, his first victory at Richmond Raceway. Denny Hamlin came in second. He posted his 24th top 10 finish in 36 races at Richmond. That's his home track. It is his 10th top 10 finish in 2024. Tyler Reddick came in third. He posted his second top 10 finish in 9 races at Richmond. The rest of the drivers, fourth spot was Bubba Wallace, fifth Ross Chastain, sixth was Christopher Bell, seventh Kyle Larson, eighth Carson Husovac, ninth Chase Elliott, and 10th Daniel Suarez.
Husovac or Husovar?
Husovar, I'm sorry.
Man.
That right.
Your eyes.
I do need new glasses.
It comes with age.
And if you'll notice on the screen on the wall, it is kind of small from sitting.
How old are you going to be in 2 weeks? Ryan Blaney in the 11th spot. Kyle Busch, 12th. William Byron, 13th. Josh Bellier, 14th. Brad Keselowski, 16th place finish. Chris Buescher, 18th. Joey Logano ended up finishing 19th. Sean, not a single Ford driver until 11th spot in Blaney. Ty Dillon, the brother that didn't wreck anyone, finished 26th. Alex Bowman, 28th. Eric Jones, 29th. Go all the way down. Bad day for Stenhouse Jr. and Martin Truex Jr. Truex started second, but engine went down and finished 37th.
Toyota's been having some engine problems lately. There were 4 caution flags for 26 laps and 26 lead changes among 9 drivers. All right, it is time for us to take a break. But first, we want to thank all of you out there again for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. You can catch us here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on Rock 105. And we are presented to you by OptimizeU. We encourage you to check out their website at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. Our guest hanging out in the studio with us today is in the OptimizeU studio is our buddy Marcus Kilgore. He's a director of marketing with White Lightning Harley-Davidson. So we appreciate him being here. We come back, we've got more NASCAR, and we'll spend a couple of minutes talking about the event that they've got coming up. That and more as we continue. For Casey Orr, Marcus Kilgore with White Lightning and Harley Davidson, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics, all related to your home.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Each and every Monday at 6, Sean Whitfield and myself, we show up and give you all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Today, we're letting you know why everybody in the world is talking about Austin Dillon and what exactly he did. Well, he won a race, but was it worth the people he had to wreck to get there? And will NASCAR have anything to say about it? We will know probably this time next Monday, Sean, as we're recapping the race at Michigan, Firekeepers 400. Firekeepers Casino 400 coming up from Michigan International Raceway. That's coming up this Sunday. So tune in and we'll give you all the rundown.
Yeah, we anticipate NASCAR making their decision tomorrow. So you can stay tuned to find out how that will end up in the saga of Austin Dillon and Joey Logano.
All right, Sean Whitfield, I make you Steve Phelps. And I go, all right, buddy. All right, Steve, walk up to the mic.
Well, Steve O'Donnell's probably going to make the decision.
You can be Phelps, too.
NASCAR.
You can be all of them. I make you NASCAR czar for a day. Sean Whitfield, the reporter goes, what are you going to do about Austin Dillon?
I am going to penalize him and suspend him one race.
Are you taking his race away, his win away?
No.
Will he still be qualified for the NASCAR playoffs?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But you better believe I am going to be working on a master plan to change this down the road to where we don't have this kind of thing happening like it's been going on for quite some time. And there will be a new page in the rule book.
Oh, joy.
If I'm in charge.
All right. Well, let's see.
What would you do?
Here's the thing. You've basically told people you're not allowed to steal. And then you caught someone stealing. And so
but it's not in the rule book that they're not allowed to steal.
No, and I think wrecking someone intentionally,
I mean, it wasn't that long. Remember years ago, Robbie Gordon got a penalty for rough driving and had to like be five laps down. I mean, like you can drive like an idiot and NASCAR will black flag you. I mean, we see it all the time.
Yeah.
The funny thing with Austin is taking points away does hurt because he literally, even if you win a race, you still have to be in the top 30. And he's not that comfortably inside. So maybe you take 200 points away and go, tell you what, Haas, get out there and actually win, you know, produce more, and that win will get you in. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. We'll see what happens.
Well, I would say the chances are good by the time we get to the playoffs that Austin Dillon is going to be the furthest back in the point standings as far as winning a race. Right now, it moved him up to 26 in the driver's point standings. Let's get into the latest of the point standings after the race at Richmond. Kyle Larson is leading. He is 5 points ahead of second place Tyler Reddick. Third is Chase Elliott. Fourth, Denny Hamlin. And fifth, Ryan Blaney.
In the sixth spot, Christopher Bell. Seventh, William Byron. Eighth, Martin Truex Jr. Ninth, Brad Keselowski. Tenth spot, Alex Bowman. Ty Gibbs, 11th. Bubba Wallace, 12th. Chris Buescher, 13th. Ross Chastain, 14th. Joey Logano, 15th. And in the 16th spot, Daniel Suarez. However, Austin Cindric in the 20th position. And as of now, Austin Dillon in the 26th position. Both have wins. So, Sean, they would knock out Ross Chastain and Chris Buescher from the top 16 if the playoffs were to start today. Man, that would be a tough way to get sent home to know that you didn't cheat in order to win, and the guy that did does get to go in. Now, I bring this up. You need to be in the top 30 in points. Austin Dillon is about 30 points inside that. So listen, you fine him 100 points and let him keep the win? He's not making the playoffs, probably. So NASCAR has a very interesting decision coming up.
Yeah. Let's go into news in the world of NASCAR, and then we're going to...
Yeah, we got
to
let Marcus plug his event again.
We got to visit with Marcus real quick in just a second, but news in the world of NASCAR. Bristol Motor Speedway just announced they're going to host Major League Baseball in 2025 at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Cool.
It's going to be Saturday, August the 2nd, between the Atlanta Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. And if I'm not mistaken, Casey, this is the first time in Major League Baseball history that a baseball game has ever been played in the state of Tennessee.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
A professional game.
A Major League Baseball game.
Yeah. Oh, very cool.
The pictures for how they're supposed to set that up, it looks really nice.
Yeah.
Point in time, you're going to be a little far away to see what's going on in the field, but.
Yeah. You know, that track seats 160,000 plus. Wouldn't it be cool to see a Major League Baseball fill that place up?
Well, isn't there, there's always a college football bowl game that they do in Yankee Stadium, and it's just such a weird little, like, because it's not supposed to be there, but it's kind of, that's what makes it cool. Kind of the same thing in Bristol.
I mean, we've had football games in Bristol before.
You have. Tennessee Vols.
So.
Yeah. Well, Marcus.
Are you a Vols fan, Marcus?
I was in Curtis's wedding. What do you think?
That's true. Curtis is a big Vols fan.
I would have been allowed even at the wedding.
Well, how did he allow Casey to marry him then? Because Casey...
Well, because Oklahoma State at least wears orange, too.
They have this little...
But how in the world... they're connected. His kid ended up being named Caden and not Nealon. That's the only... I just for sure knew it was going to be something like that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a whole other backstory with him and being a Vols fan that I find very interesting. We'll go to some other time.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of interesting things about Curtis.
Marcus, we've only got a minute or so left. Yeah. So tell us again about your event coming up August 24th.
Yeah, August 24th, 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. with the Combat Vets Motorcycle Association. It's the third annual Dog Days of Summer. Got a poker run, live bands, food trucks, vendors. Come on out, have a good time, donate. It's all for a good cause.
So even if you don't own a bike, this is an event that everybody can come out and have a good time at.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So plenty of food, plenty of beverages, and plenty of music and fun. All going to be there.
You know what? I think Mrs.
Whitfield. I'll be there.
Yeah. Mrs. Marcus. Whitfield would look good in a leather jacket. And I bet they have them in her size over there.
They probably do.
I need to let her know that.
I'd say it'd still be pretty hot on the 24th.
It'd feel good with that fancy purse you got her.
Yeah, really.
Hey, you know, for your anniversary, we do have, like, leather bustiers over there.
Oh, do you?
Okay. Now we're talking.
Stop by the shop.
Yeah.
Get yourself taken care of. There.
Sean's the kind of guy that where the leather.
He's going to look good in the bustier.
The leather vest with no shirt, no undershirt. That would be Whitfield. For
we
sure.
can we can work that out.
Man, I think his show's about to come to a close. Hey, before we go, Marcus, what you
got? Any guys? Guys got any Pinot Grigio?
What's the website for White Line and Harley Davidson?
WhiteLineandHarley.com.
All right, and Casey, we're headed where this weekend?
All right, let's go to Michigan for the Firekeepers Casino 400 coming up this Sunday. And no matter what happens, Sean, we'll be back here to talk about it next Monday at 6.
That's right. This next Monday at 6, right here on Rock 105, you can find Racing Talk Radio presented by Optimize U. We're going to keep you up with all the latest NASCAR on and off the track. For Casey Orr, Marcus Kilgore with White Lightning Harley Davidson, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening. Wow, we're sitting home alone in Betty's 13. The real Betty was dying. Sorry I didn't see him. This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.